Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz, joining us every Tuesday during the Philadelphia Eagles season, which keeps going. Right now at 4 o'clock is Jordan Mailata. Jordan's call is sponsored by Colonial Hyundai. Shop online 24/7 at ColonialHyundai.com. Colonial Hyundai, the faster, easier, better way to buy a Hyundai. Jordan, how we doing?
I'm doing great. You sound so surprised.
happy. Not surprised. Where does, given all of the situation in its entirety, with the weather, with the opponent, where does Sunday's game rank for you in terms of physically demanding games you've played in on the Eagles?
Definitely top two.
Wow. Is there another one that pops into your head, by the way, when you say that?
Yes. Chicago 2022.
Okay.
It was colder there.
Oh, it was cold out there. Yeah, that's the game Jalen got injured.
That windshield was no joke.
Yeah, but I played in a couple of those games, man. Coming off Lake Michigan there, that's pretty pretty cold out there in Chicago.
Pretty cold.
Yeah. Other than that, though, it looks like you guys were having fun out there Sunday, man. Just, you know, pounding on someone else. Pause. My bad. But just basically beating up another defensive front and getting after them from running the football standpoint. I'm just wondering, comparing Sunday to when you guys played them that first time around, was there anything different, or was it just a matter of time before you guys felt like you were going to break a couple of big runs there?
Probably felt like a matter of time, really. Just trying to figure out what they were throwing at us in the early downs, and then get into a rhythm from there. So, yeah, it was pretty similar to what we saw in the regular season. But man, gotta give credit, man. That's a good front that they have there.
Now I got to give you credit, man. That first touchdown run from Jalen. He had a lead blocker down the field. I look up and it's you. You know what I mean? I look up and it's you down the field.
I'm defender. I'm defender to the defender. On that play, I wasn't sure if he. I thought he handed it off to Fay, because there was, when I pulled, there was just no one. So I'm thinking, okay, the defense have, you know, they've all chasing the ball to the left. So I slowed down to, you know, just to take a peek, just in case Jalen did keep it. And lo and behold, he's, you know, right there behind me. So I try to start the car up again, and you know, I'm like, all right, let me get going. Got to try to block somebody. I just got in his way, to be honest.
I tell you, though, man, that can't be easy for you, O lineman. You just described something that I don't think most people may not be aware of, but you go through that play fake. You don't know if Saquon has the ball going to the left or Jalen is coming through there behind you. So I'm interested. Is that you just got to block regardless, no matter what, or how do you? I'm just wondering how you go through that play and you're not really for sure who's behind you with the ball.
Yeah, usually on that play, you know, I'm going to be blocking somebody when I pull into that gap.
Mm-hmm.
The only problem was there was no one to, you know, that I was blocking, because they had obviously, I don't want to get too football-y, make it look like I know something, but basically.
I hope you do.
Nah, man, because I know peanuts. I don't know football. Basically, there was no one for me to pull in for, so yeah. I just kind of was like, oh, okay, maybe they're chasing, you know, the misdirection the other way or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And sure enough, the guy was behind me, and I was like, oh, I'm gonna start the car up again.
You know, related to that, it seems like this year they've called more illegal man downfield penalties than I've seen in the NFL, not just in Eagles games, but in general. And it's always an offensive lineman. That how difficult is, I don't want to get you in trouble here. I'm just trying to get your perspective on how difficult that is to manage, because it seems like a question of what you think is happening behind you is what
thing.
You have to judge.
Yeah,
that's more of a timing thing. Like we're clearly aware of plays where, you know, we don't have to be downfield. So it's a timing thing on an offensive line part. Mm-hmm. So short and sweet answer for you, Spike.
So there's one of the Saquon runs, you can see maybe 2 seconds after Jalen hands him the ball, his arms are up. He knows it's a touchdown. Like, how many times do you get to see it that early? Or are you so busy with the guy right in front of you that Saquon could be, you know, off to the races and you're still doing your job? Do you ever get the chance to enjoy it as early as Jalen did?
No. No, I'm not. If you see that play that you're talking about, I'm too busy talking to my friend there that I'm blocking.
Right.
And I'm telling him he's going to the house. So that was just as enjoyable as, you know, watching it.
Right.
And then turning around and seeing that he actually went to the house, that was pretty cool.
Yeah, he did. It was pretty cool. It was pretty cool for everyone, you know. You guys, the whole time we've talked about it, I think there's been a lot of praise for Saquon, and rightly so, but we always end up circling back to it being a unit with you guys and him. And I know the job is not done, and I'm not talking about it as past tense, but you guys must be proud of what you've accomplished in that respect with him this year.
Yes, there is an immense, you know, feeling that we're very, very thankful for each other. I think we complement each other well. And again, I just think that starts in the off season. You know, you build that relationship personally. And then when you come into the building, you build that professionally. And, you know, the guy does a great job of communicating with us and just making sure that we're all on the same page.
Mm-hmm.
So, man, we're pretty lucky, man. We're pretty lucky to have found each other. Thank you, Howie.
I tell you, man, I tell you, Jordan, it was from a viewer standpoint, watching the game, the snow, watching how the first half, at least the two-thirds or a third of the first half was pretty much clear, and then the second half was pretty much snow, and you can't see the numbers on the field. It's great football viewing pleasure for us as fans. I'm wondering from your perspective and being down there with your teammates, particularly on the offensive side of the ball, what was that like for you playing in that type of weather? You weren't here 10 years ago or 12 years ago when the Snow Bowl happened. So this was really the first time you guys got a chance to play in this type of weather. What was that like for you and your linemen out there Sunday?
It was fun, and that moment's not fun. You know, the conditions made it hard to execute plays, but that, you know, that's not an excuse. That's just like something that we all have to deal with and play through.
Uh-huh.
But, you know, that's the truth. As in terms of, like, vision, you could clearly see them. Their bright blue helmets popped out like an eyesore. So I think from a physicality standpoint, there was just, we're not on the field long enough to be warm. So, like, it was just cold the whole time that you're in the huddle, or, you know, at the 5 seconds that you're executing a play, you're warm, and then you go back to the huddle. So I was pretty happy that we were going no huddle at points in the game, just because it was keeping us warm, keeping us fresh, and keeping it going.
So Sunday, Washington, the third time you guys have played them. The first one was a pretty tight game, and then you guys lose a tight game.
Another
the second
one.
Time.
Yep.
And,
yep.
And a team that's playing really well right now. An advantage for you playing, I know you're going to hear this question 600 times, but it's an interesting answer. An advantage playing a team the third time, a disadvantage, how do you look at it?
Just another game that we get to play. Another game that we get to prepare for. The best part about it is that we're familiar with this opponent. But man, you got to treat it like another, like it's just the next game. And I mean, I don't know how else to answer that. That's how we go about business. You can't change what you've been doing the last 20 weeks just because you've seen them and they've been close games. Like, how we prepare is just going to be the same way, you know, that we've been doing it. Obviously, learn from our mistakes, but I mean, when I look at this team, yes, they've improved since the last time we saw them. And, you know, playing at home is going to be a great advantage for us because our fans, sheesh, our fans are great.
That's what I wanted to ask you about.
They get to come here into the Dragon Pit, whatever you want to call it, and, you know, experience that. So it's going to be a good game this week. Good on good.
Yeah, that's what I wanted to ask you about. And listen, you do a great job of compartmentalizing things and trying to keep the main thing the main thing. But we as fans, we get to look ahead a little bit. We get to dare to dream. Man, this is another conference championship game for you, your second one at home with the opportunity to obviously go play in the Super Bowl. Got to be pretty special knowing you got this game at home with what's on the line. You just mentioned it a little bit. You touched on it. But just that atmosphere, what it was like for you guys a couple of years ago going up against San Francisco, I'm pretty sure you're hoping for that same type of atmosphere come Sunday.
I'm not hoping. I know that's the same type of atmosphere we're going to get.
Okay.
I know that the fans are going to turn up. They're going to create that atmosphere. No doubt in that. But, yeah, I mean, like I said, you know, I compartmentalize everything. You know, when I'm at work, it's the next game. But, you know, when I take a step back, I understand the stakes.
Mm-hmm.
I understand what's up for grabs. So don't get me wrong. I know what I'm playing for. But, you know, when you're actually playing, you just got to keep playing. Keep playing the next down. Treat it like a normal game.
Well, we know you have a lot of stuff to do this week, and we are conscious of letting you go and do your work. But we do have one just really important question that you've weaseled out of two consecutive.
Thanks for having me on here.
You've weaseled out of two consecutive weeks. You're not going to answer, are you? You're supposed to tell us who you would give the media member award to of the media, given that you were the eagle that got the media member award, and you won't answer it.
Like I said, you're going to ruin all the relationships that I've built in the last 7 years that I've worked hard to build with these media members.
You are. You know,
but they're all frauds, Jordan. They're all frauds. It's all right.
Yeah, you should just say you don't like any of them.
It's not true.
Well, all right. So we'll push it off another week,
yeah,
I guess.
We got another week. We'll wait the next week.
By the way, after football, and if you decide not to be a professional singer, you should become a politician because your ability to dodge a difficult question seems to be excellent. Top tier.
Oh, man, I appreciate that.
All right, Jordan.
All right, brother. Good luck Sunday.
Thank you, man.
Thanks, guys.
Yep.
Take it easy.
Dude straight up lied to me.
Well, yeah.
I mean, straight up lied to me.
He's persistent, though.
He's coach speaking us on a very simple question.
Yes.
Who do you like?
Yes, that's it.
Yeah.
Just come on.
There's a million answers.
Yes.
And you could just say Elliot and be like, okay, we like, yeah, a little suck up-ish.
And
but
then, and,
see?
Well, but then
that's why you don't want to do it, right?
But then that way, if one of the other writers is like, how could you pick Elliot? He'd be like, look, I was on WIP.
What am I supposed to say? What do you want me to say? Also, they'll be fine. They'll get over it.
Yeah.
They're not real people anyway.
They're not going to take the award back from
you.
Yeah.
Come on, that was a big moment for the media, the big J's that cover this team.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Jordan.
Yeah, you're so great.
You're the best.
Thank you for talking to us. As long as you remember their names, they'll keep coming back. That's a big key for those guys.
It's not that hard.
Remember their names. Give them a, hey, big guy, grab them on the shoulder.
As a recipient of the award.
Oh, yeah, two-time. Which are you more proud of, your two-time captaincy at Michigan State or two-time media good guy, you know, handout?
I will say this. As proud as I am about being a two-time captain at State, it was much more effective being a two-time winner of this media award.
Look what it turned into.
Yes, yeah, right?
Exactly.
All right, we'll get to...
Help build relationships.
Yes, absolutely. Well, come on, Jordan. By the way, the money these guys make, you know,
believe me,
right
you're
now,
good, Jordan. Yeah.
Yeah. If you were making $25 million a year, you wouldn't be sitting with us idiots here right now. I can assure you of that.
That's for sure.
Nick Saban had something to say about Jalen Hurts. We will get to that right after we talk to Reese in North Philly. Reese, you're on WIP.
Biggest Jalen fan.
What's going on, fellas?
What up, Reese?
What up, Reese?
Hey, listen. One thing we can't let happen this weekend is that trash owner from the Sixers hosting the trophy.
Dude, Josh Harris.
Most importantly, I want to thank our fans.
Josh Harris on the field of the link.
Does he come down to the sideline?
He will.
I've been convicted. Wow. Like if they did that in the next home game for the Sixers, he would get booed, right? Like he might have to sell the team.
Yeah, he may not be able to come back to a Sixers game for a few weeks.
No, then
well,
let me tell
you. He's not there anyway.
Yeah, and you know what I was going to say? If the Commanders are in the Super Bowl, I don't think he's going to care.
He's coming back, yeah.
Yeah. He's going to – we will become officially redheaded stepchild material,
yes,
of Josh Harris. If we cannot let him receive the NFC Championship trophy in the middle of Lincoln Financial,
yeah,
Field – with the Commanders.
Well, they do it in the locker room now.
Oh, do they?
I think so.
Okay.
I think when the visiting team wins, they do it in the locker room.
It can't happen in the locker room, Mike.
Yeah. I feel you.
Yeah.
Now, if they told us him doing that would break the curse of the Sixers and get us a championship, I might think about it. But I just don't want to. I don't want to see that. I don't even like the owner. So, but on to the game, fellas. I think this is another blowout. Just like I said for the last two, even though Sunday wasn't a blowout.
Sunday was not
a
blowout,
brother. I was
going to say,
we haven't blown anybody out.
Yeah, we were 10 yards away from losing the game on Sunday, Reese.
Yeah, but Jalen.
When I say blowout, there's never a chance that I feel like we're going to lose. Double-digit winning. We was winning by double digits, so we should have blown out.
Bro, what game were you watching?
Yeah, what were you watching Sunday?
Didn't we go up like 13 late?
Yeah,
I felt comfortable for about 5 minutes there. Oh, yeah, okay. They scored immediately.
They scored in 90 seconds, and then they had the ball on our 13-yard line. It was over, Reese. I'm convinced I died when Nacua caught that ball, and I'm living in a heaven where the Eagles won the game. I'm convinced the Rams won that game. That's how bad I felt when he caught that ball.
Well, listen, Jalen Carter, the best Eagle defensive lineman since Reggie White, saved the day, baby. So we got to thank him for that.
That's I agree with you on that.
Might even surpass Reggie, but that's for another day.
Yeah, well, let's.
Yeah, he's a better Packer anyway.
Yeah, wow. Reggie White.
True. Reggie didn't win here.
He did not win here, but that's our fault, not his fault.
Yeah, it's not his fault.
Hey, Reese, next question today. Give us a breakthrough performance.
Damon Idris Snowfall.
I
don't know who that is.
Yeah.
You never watched Snowfall? The series Snowfall?
No.
Snowfall?
That's a movie or a series?
It's a series.
Oh, okay. Well, my bad.
it's based on Freeway Ricky Ross from South Central LA.
Oh, no. What channel is that?
Okay. Well, I know who Freeway Ricky Ross is.
Who produced John Singleton produced it?
Oh, really? I didn't know the higher learning guy, John.
I'm looking at it now. Okay.
Come on, that's a classic.
USC graduate, John.
Not a classic. It's 2017 and 2023. You know, let's take a little deep breath.
It's one of the top 10 TV series, in my opinion.
Okay. All right, Reese. Okay. You're on the board. All right. So Nick Saban.
I'm looking at Damson Idris.
Is he even famous?
Yeah, I don't even know what
How
else
How could
he's
it be a breakthrough performance if he didn't break through that?
Doesn't sound like a winning answer.
Yeah, no disrespect to the show or the actor.
Right, yeah.
But, like, come on.
Yeah.
Yeah. Nick Saban did coach Jalen Hurts, and he
and
was.
And me.
And Ike Reese.
Mm-hmm. Nick Saban used to kill me by how stiff I was.
And he had this to say about Jalen's play.
Terrible.
I agree with a lot of what Saban said there. I think there is sort of a, with the number of sacks he's taken this year, I think Jalen might think he's a little more elusive than he actually is.
Oh, definitely.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
Like, and I don't know if
watching too much of Lamar.
Yes. Well, they're different athletes. I mean,
yes.
Jalen's a great athlete, but Lamar is a different category of athlete. And there's a big difference also doing it against college athletes and NFL athletes, given the speed of what happened. So,
yeah.
I guess I could agree with Saban saying that in a normal circumstance, In a normal circumstance, he can escape some of those things, and that might be true. But even when he's healthy, that issue is still there. You know, holding the ball too long and ending up taking sacks.
That part has been there all year long.
Yeah, so I don't.
He holds the ball. I think he holds the ball the longest of any quarterback in the league.
He does, and he's 30th in sack rate. Yeah. So honestly, if his job is going to be don't turn it over, you know, no negative plays, then I would say him throwing the ball more and hitting AJ is less of my concern. And the next on my list after turnovers is sacks, because they are sometimes they're not turnovers, but they can be. Yeah. If you take a 2nd and 6 to a 3rd and 14, you've essentially given up the ball in that
it's,
series.
It's the number one play for me that I have the biggest issue with Jalen on. Mm-hmm. Everything else I'm good with. I'm good with the low passing yards and all of that stuff. It's the negative plays. It's the sack plays. And when people will say, well, it's better than turning the ball over. Duh, yeah, I know that. But here's the thing. That's not the two choices he has, turn it over or take a sack. He can either take off or throw the ball away. Right? And there are too many times where, and throughout the year, there are times where he's taken sacks and they've been knocked out of field goal range. You know, I think back to the Cleveland Brown game. They wind up taking a sack. I didn't like the play. I think it was like 2nd and 1, and we're in shotgun trying to throw the ball as opposed to just running the ball. We wind up having to kick a longer field goal, which means Jake has to sort of kick a line drive versus shooting the ball up.
Right.
Miles Garrett, who we all knew was going to block the damn field goal, blocks it, and they run it back for a touchdown. Now, that's when it was 2nd and 1 at, like, the 30-yard line. Like, that shouldn't happen.
Right.
A couple of bad play calls, but he made it worse by holding on to the football and taking sacks. You can't do that. That's the only problem I had with Sunday's game. And I'm not saying they were all his fault.
No.
But the bottom line is that happens far too often.
Yep.
Throw the ball away or take off with it.
If Sam Darnold's getting sacked 9 times, Jalen Hurts can't get sacked 7 times.
With this offensive line? Are you kidding me?
Yeah. this offensive line, the fact that the running game is primarily what we're trying to do, just can't do it.
Yep.
All right. Clipboard report next. Ooh, sometimes we like to find out what former backup quarterbacks are saying about the Eagles. So we have a clipboard report coming up next. What?
No, I'm just
a little disrespectful.
You know, no. I like the name of it and everything.
Visor report.
The thing, I'm because I don't hear these sound bites prior to.
Oh, right.
Yeah, I'm just interested in hearing who we got this week.
Yeah. Well, again, when they're pro Jalen, they played in the league.
Yes.
When they're anti Jalen, their stats get brought up.
Yes.
When Chris Sims says something negative, the John Gruden clip is played over and over.
Yeah, again. Yeah. What are these guys?
Yeah, idiots.
Yeah, Ryan Fitzpatrick threw 170 interceptions. What does he know?
Loser.
All right. That is next. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Clipboard report coming up in a minute. Find out what some former backup quarterbacks are saying about the Eagles. The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Valentine's Day is coming. If you're thinking about getting engaged, shop the home team at Mark's, your engagement destination, online at marks-jewelers.com. Is the job the Eagles coaching staff has done this year the best singular coaching season in Philly sports history? 69% say no, and 31% say yes.
Oh, it's gone up. So why do you think most people are saying no? I'll tell you what I think.
Well, usually, it's funny, when I retweet the poll, it'll go one way or the other, and it's gone more no. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I think the more you think about it, and your point about winning a championship, I think, hits home. So
yes.
That's what
I think it is.
You know?
Yes.
And I think it's a very me thing to say that I don't think it matters in context.
Right.
It will matter on Monday, and it'll matter
hell
for the
yeah,
next
it will.
Month.
Hell yeah, it will.
I actually think I wouldn't be able to revisit it for years, and I could go back and say, no, I mean, honestly, sometimes.
You're not going to live in a bunker, you know?
Well, no. I mean, people can bring it up to me, and
right.
I'll say that. But I think sometimes when we have, I've brought this up a few times, Iverson or McNabb, mm-hmm. after time passes, you look back and you go, oh, yeah, that was great, even though it wasn't anything.
Right.
And I think the context of the way last year ended, how bad the defense was, all the different things that happened this year that looked like the season could unravel, and they actually got stronger, and they ended up with a number one defense, all those things. We may not look back at it as the best, but I think... I think we will look back at it as a really, really good job.
No doubt about it. Even I see it that way now. And I know I was arguing back and forth with Elliot just because it's what I like to do when he's in here. My biggest thing has been it may be a little more – it's premature.
Right.
So – and I know it's easier to say it after the fact if they win it, and I get it. But I do believe – that's what it will be classified as when they win it. Like, in other words, when Doug won it, we were happy it was our first Super Bowl, but I don't think anybody said that was the greatest coaching job of, right?
Like, no. If they lose on Sunday, it goes to the biggest choke job in Philly sports
right.
history.
Right. See, that's the way I sort of see it. I think this fan base, and I give them a lot of credit, because we want another Super Bowl. We are far enough removed from 2017, that season in 18 when they won it, that we want to know what that feeling is like again. And unlike in 2022, when it was closer, it was unexpected, and Jalen was young. It was his first year. It was Nick's second year. It was Jalen's second year as a starter. We didn't have the heartbreak after that game that I thought we would have. I think this would be different.
Yes, I agree with this team,
I think it would be different. I think you would get the heartbreak, but I think there will be a lot more frustration and anger from the fan base if this team does not, at minimum, get to the Super Bowl. And they better get there, and they better take a historical performance from whoever it is on that AFC side.
To beat them.
Because either you're going to have Patrick Mahomes and his team, or you're going to have Buffalo winning their first ever Super Bowl.
Yes.
Right, those are the two that you're going to be going up against.
One of those two. I think also, if they don't win it, the reality of some things that we've been putting out of our mind mm-hmm. will start coming to pass.
Yes, one of them being,
okay, how good can Saquon really be next year compared to this year? Odds are, not because he can't be great again, but because you touch the ball this many times.
This is one of those years. Once-in-a-lifetime type of seasons.
You start looking at, is Becton going to be here? Is Bond going to be here? And then the questions about the quarterback and the questions about the coach will start coming up again.
See, I thought that's where you
were going to start it. With the
quarterback. Yeah.
Well, that's where it will start.
Is he good enough to win us a Super Bowl?
Well, yeah. I mean, if you whittle everything with him down to he does enough to win, well, then you better win. Then you better win.
Yep.
Or you haven't done enough to win.
Yep.
And I don't care if they lose 45-43 and throw five touchdowns. If the whole bit is you're just going to do whatever it takes to win, and then that's what it's going to take. Then you have set the bar. Then that's what the bar is. The bar is just win or loss. And if you lose again, either in the Super Bowl or before the Super Bowl, I think it'll be a huge question.
I do think another point on how important this year is, we don't know how many years Lane has.
Yeah.
And for the last 6 years, he hasn't a lot of sack, it seems like. And Vic Fangio, while how great he's been this year, he's got a short window here. I don't think this is going to be
Not here for the next decade.
No, this is, I think, 3 years. I think three years of Vic Fangio.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know how old he is, but I mean, if the team is playing well, I don't see why he would retire.
He's lasted, I think I was looking, 5 or 6 years seems to be his biggest
stay. Seems like
stay
5 years max, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, but yeah, and by the way, like again, as I said before, it's not like every year that he's the defensive coordinator, the team is the number one defense in the NFL.
And you got to be lucky enough that everybody stays healthy.
Yes, which we've largely, even though there's been injuries.
We haven't had the major injuries as some of the other teams have had.
Yeah, we haven't had one giant injury, and we haven't been hit with like a rush of them Detroit was.
Or, you know? I mean, hell, that 2017 team.
Yes.
Yes.
They got hit with a rash of injuries. Key guys.
And 22, they were perfectly healthy, too.
Yep.
We've been pretty lucky in both seasons.
And 2017 speaks to the job that Doug and the coordinators did.
Yep, no doubt. Yep.
Truck Horn Jerry, you're on WIP. What's up, Jerry?
Let's go, Birds.
Hey, right.
Back in the truck, huh?
Yes.
I got a couple things. You need to give me about 7.5 minutes. You gave Herb 8, so I'll take 5 to 6.
Herb's funnier than you.
I know her. I love her. I love listening all day long.
Okay, all right.
Repeats, all that stuff. So here we go. Okay, so Spike, don't know if you know this, but Jeff from Wilmington is my brother. We're both truckers, okay? If you didn't know that.
Wait, who's your brother?
Jeff from Wilmington.
Oh, Jeff from Wilmington, okay.
Yeah, and you have put him on twice ahead of me, and one of those days, I'm going to tell you this.
Jerry, do you know how you're going to go down on the call list when your first 2 minutes are telling me how much time you need and where you are in the call list? Ain't happening.
I don't really care at this point, because Buzz has...
I don't play that. I'm just like... This freaking guy, every time he calls, he's like, he's telling me he waits too long or how much time he's going to get. All he does is yell and hit the truck horn.
Yeah, I know.
You know?
I already got that off the air, too.
Okay.
Also, Jeff and Wilmington's a great call.
Yes, Jeff and Wilmington's an awesome call.
Yeah. More points, less drama.
Jerry's...
less drama.
Truck horn Jerry's like...
Honk the horn, go Birds.
Yeah, get out. Like,
nice guy, but come on.
The question is like... are you aware of your own capabilities? It's part of being great, right? Is just knowing your limitations.
That's why I accepted the position to come back to the producer.
Right?
What?
You're not a Herb caller. You're a Truck Horn Jerry caller as a producer, you know? So it's time for the clipboard report. So clipboard report is when we look at what former backup quarterbacks are saying about the Eagles. So we're going to start with everyone's favorite, Chris Sims. Now, this is a little surprising. Here's what Chris Sims had to say about Jalen's performance on Sunday.
Some of their struggles in their pass game, I don't put them all on him. They're a little too simple with what they do in their pass game schematically. That's one of their big issues altogether. And as you saw yesterday with some of these long touchdown runs, they can run the ball on anybody. It doesn't matter how many people you put in the box. It's one of the greatest offensive lines in the history of football, what we see in Philadelphia. And they can win a lot of games the way they're winning right now and the way he's playing. I'm just saying, if they want to maybe win this weekend or have to play the Chiefs in the Super Bowl, the passing game, the offense we saw, and again, not all Jalen Hurts, but what we saw yesterday, that will not get it done. They will not win the Super Bowl if that's the passing game we see, or even this week against the Commanders, right? I mean, that game yesterday, let's say it was 130 plays, the Rams definitely won the majority of those plays. If it's not for two strips by the Eagles' defense and basically the three long touchdown runs, I would say you take away those five, six plays there, the Rams football team won the majority of the plays on the field in the game that day. That shouldn't be. The Eagles didn't play their best ball, and they got to find ways to throw the ball a little bit better because they got A.J. Brown and Devontae Smith, who I would argue is the best duo receiver in football, too. And it's inexcusable for them not to be in the game plan a little bit more.
So he definitely points the finger at Kellen Moore more than he does Jalen in that way. Now, the whole thing where they would have lost the game if they didn't have these six big plays. Wow. Okay. I mean, they happened. I think it is interesting to look back at
Let's
that.
Let's take out the five big plays from every game.
Yes, right. And see how that goes.
See how that works.
But I do think it is fair to say that as far as, like, if you were to grade every play and say who won more plays on Sunday with the Rams and the Eagles, I don't think it's unfair to say that the Rams could have won more plays. They played a good game.
Oh, no, the Rams played a hell of a game.
So here's what he said about Kellen Moore, by the way, and the head coaching job.
I've heard it before. You're saying that the offense is simple. You saying that's a headline. If you're Jerry Jones, are you hiring Kellen as a head coach?
I would not. No, I'm not. I'd like Kellen Moore. I'd like to see more. I'd like him to grow a little bit more as a play caller. There's things he likes, certainly. But whether you go back to the Chargers or years with the Cowboys, right, it's just I don't think it's head coach material or up to the standards of some of the other offensive minds that we throw into that conversation right now, whether that be Ben Johnson, Liam Cohn down there in Tampa Bay, or even Todd Monken with the Baltimore Ravens, or Joe Brady with the Buffalo Bills. I certainly think they're a little more creative than Kellen Moore and what he has offered.
He says he wouldn't hire Kellen Moore if he was Dallas and needs to see more creativity out of him.
Well, he's looking at his surfacey, right? He's going by what he sees.
Yep.
So he's basically saying this offense isn't that complex.
That's what everybody said.
Yes.
I just don't.
So it's the hard reason to put as that to on Kellen. Why yes. is it not that complex? That's where Chris Sims is not going to the next level of thinking. Just look at Kellen Moore's track record and what he's done in the past as far as running complicated offenses, under center, pre-snap motions, all these other things. The report was he was throwing the ball too much in Dallas,
right.
and Mike McCarthy was going to change that and change it into a running team, and that's why they got rid of Kellen Moore.
Yeah.
Like, this has never really been Kellen Moore's type of offense in his defense. And I know people will hear this, right, and they'll hear it and take it as a slight towards Jalen. That's not where I'm coming at it with. I just think they are coaching to his strengths, right? Like, this is the way they feel that they can get the most out of the offense, what he's capable of doing under this coaching staff.
Yeah, I mean, they certainly didn't start off the year this way.
Right.
You know?
They didn't.
This was a conscious decision, and I give them credit for not forcing it if it's not there.
Yep.
And they made the determination this is our best chance to win.
And by the way, I believe Jerry Jones already decided to hire Kellen.
He's going to hire Kellen.
100%. He's just waiting until the Eagles season is over with.
I actually...
Whenever that's going to be.
Here, Jack, why don't you tell everybody about making dinner at home
yep.
without time to shop, and then we'll come back, we'll finish up this conversation, and actually we have a little more in the clipboard report from our favorite Dan Orlovsky.
That's right. So, when's the last time you had a homemade meal with a new family that's growing? It is harder and harder for us to have a sit-down dinner, and that's where HelloFresh comes in. Quick and easy options every week so you can find the perfect recipe to get a homemade meal on the table in as little as 15 minutes. Tons of delicious recipes every week, like crispy Parmesan urban crusted salmon or zesty ginger chicken and rice bowls. All you need to whip up a nutritious homemade meal is pre-portioned and delivered right to your door. HelloFresh, homemade, made easy. Learn more at HelloFresh.com.
The Kellen Moore Dallas thing, I almost like it less now. I almost like it less that he probably knows how that he has the job, as opposed to before where he's interviewing, but there's a chance he doesn't get any of those jobs. So he at least has to make sure he's still doing a great job here. Mm-hmm. If he knows he's the, let me tell you, I knew I was the afternoon show host here for, you know,
months.
It was announced in January. I didn't start until April.
Oh, hold on, I didn't know until April.
Oh, stop it. It was announced in January. There was a press release.
Oh, right, hold on, I didn't know until January.
Okay.
I had to keep my head down.
That's a lie too.
Keep my head down. Keep working.
Keep working. Keep your head down, man.
But I was lame duck situation in New York.
Yeah, people stopped respecting you.
It's true. Even if they respect you, they stop listening. And then you stop. If they know that you're gone, then you're like, well, what am I trying hard for?
Right.
You know, like, why am I getting to work at 5 a.m.? Everybody's talking to me about leaving. I'll get there at 9:30. So, you know, I just, he's a professional, and I will give him the respect of saying that he will handle this professionally, but mentally, it's very hard to put everything into this knowing that you have a different job.
Yeah, but let me, I also want to give him credit for knowing where he's at and in his career and what opportunity he has right now in front of him. They got a chance to win a championship.
Yep.
I don't think he's won a championship in his career. Maybe he did at Boise State. I don't remember. He certainly won a national championship. He may have won a conference title.
Was he the quarterback in the Liberty play?
He may have been. Against
Adrian
Oklahoma.
Peterson? Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. It could have been. Yeah, because he's not that old.
Yeah.
Right? So, I say that to say he has an opportunity to win a Super Bowl right now. You got to take advantage of it. Even though you're going to go out and be a head coach somewhere, if that's what the case may be, you may never get to, especially going there, you may never get back to the big stage. Right? So he's never coached in a Super Bowl. He was in Dallas. Am I correct? The only two coaching jobs he's had is Dallas
and San Diego.
Right. And, and then here.
Right.
Right. So, yeah. So he hasn't. He hasn't been at this point. Dallas hasn't played in a conference title game.
Yeah, I mean, he's part of this. He's part of the coaching staff. He's part of the team. He's been through it with everyone. So, you know.
He wants to win that Super Bowl.
And it was officially not Kellen Moore on the Statue of Liberty play.
It wasn't him.
It was a different quarterback.
Okay. Well, hell,
so he's never won anything.
Not like we watch Boise State very often. And that wasn't a championship game either.
I have one memory.
That was just a bowl game, the Fiesta Bowl.
I have one memory of Boise State. one specific memory. And that is, what's his name? LeGarrette Blount, Colcock, and that guy.
Oregon.
Oh, after the game.
I was watching it that night.
Oh, it was the greatest.
I saw that live.
That was the greatest moment.
You're nuts, man.
Oh, I love. Do you know, he got drafted.
I didn't like LeGarrette Blount because of that.
He got drafted by the Bucks, by Tampa.
Yeah, I remember.
I got a Bucks, I have at home a LeGarrette Blount Bucks jersey because he knocked that dude out
yeah,
after
was
the
nuts.
Game.
He caught a couple guys at the pro level, too.
Oh, did he?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I love it, man.
That's why he was on so many teams.
Yeah. Well,
he played
yeah.
at Tampa. He played at Tennessee. People don't remember he played for Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh cut him in the middle of the season.
Patriots, right?
Yeah, and then he won the Super Bowl with the Patriots.
Yeah.
Yeah. Remember, it was him and Le'Veon that,
oh, right.
when Le'Veon was a rookie.
Right. Yep.
Yeah, they were in the car hotboxing.
Yeah, it was here. It was after a game.
You know what it was? Was it like a preseason game, right?
Game
yes,
here.
It was after a preseason game here.
I love LeGarrette Blount.
Me too.
I'm glad we got vet LeGarrette Blount. He was chilled out by the time he was here.
He was such an underrated stud on that team.
Oh, it was awesome.
Our Super Bowl team.
People thought he was going to get cut in training camp that year.
Was that his last year?
No, he went to the Lions after us.
Okay.
He did go to the Lions after that. Yep, he did. He only played 1 year with us.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah.
Mr. Clipboard himself, Dan Orlovsky, had this to say about Jalen.
Obviously, 63 yards lost with those 7 sacks. You know, last week we had the conversation. We were like, I felt nobody really got open. Green Bay defensively knew where they were going to be. Wasn't the case yesterday. I honestly believe that guys were there. Yeah. I honestly believe more often than not, Jalen looked through the right direction. For some reason, he just didn't throw the football. Now, I don't know if it's a weather thing, it's a risk-averse thing, it's a don't give the ball away and we'll win thing, it's a I'm not trusting what I'm looking at, confidence or lack thereof situation. I agree it's got to get better. I don't think it's going to with a week and or two remaining for this offense.
That's the point. And that's what I said to Elliot. The whole of the passing game's got to get better. That's for week 10. It's for week 11.
That's a regular season thing. Yeah.
It's not happening. Just the question is, will they, in the face of what logic tells all of us about needing to be able to pass the ball, will they be able to win the Super Bowl in lieu of their inability to be really good at that?
Yeah.
Like, the question just is, can they do it this way? The question isn't, you know, can Jalen become blah, blah, blah passer by Sunday?
Right.
Everybody is who they are at this point.
Yep.
And now we just got to do it.
No, I agree. I don't think we can win a shootout.
I would be nervous.
Yeah,
about
so if
that.
You get down by double digits, I think it's hard. I think it's going to be hard. Right? But can we win a game where Jalen has to make a throw or two in a key situation? Yeah, I'm fully confident in that because I'm confident in the defense and I'm confident in the running game. Now, if we have a breakdown defensively where we're not playing well that day and we force the offense to have to score quickly, yeah, I'm not going to be as confident. Yeah. I'm just not.
The nice part about getting into a shootout feels really tough with this defense.
That's what I'm saying. That's the beauty of this team, and it's why I haven't been as concerned with this team all year is that the faith and the trust I have in the defense.
Yep.
I feel like they aren't going to let it get out like that. Like, they're not going to be able to get more than 10 points ahead of us.
Now, missing Nakobe and potentially missing Quinyon Mitchell, it does change things a little bit if we're missing Quinyon Mitchell.
Especially Mitchell.
I would trust if there were 3.5 minutes left and we're down 5 points, that is a situation. And I think it's just because I would trust Hurts in that situation. I think he overthinks things. I think a lot of times during the game, which is what causes the sacks. When you are in the final drive of the game and you're running no huddle and it is do or die, you can't overthink anything. You just have to go. You have to take what's there. You can't even worry about a turnover because if you don't score, it's over anyway. So you're taking shots that you might not take in the first or second quarter. So as long as thankfully our defense is better than Detroit and we're not allowing 45 points, we would hope, on Sunday.
Yeah, I'd be
stunned.
I'd be highly concerned if that happened.
Yeah, and Detroit turned the ball over a bunch in that game as well. So as long as we don't have to score 45 points, this is going to be another make yourself. This is going to be another one possession.
That's why
game.
We're a great matchup with the Chiefs.
Yes, because the same thing.
They play the same way.
Yeah,
take the under.
Except they have a magic. I went over under is probably going to be like 41?
41, 42. By the 42.
Way, the early lines out for both opponents, the Eagles will be 1.5-point dogs to both.
To both Buffalo and
Bills and Kansas City, yep.
Well, how are they favorite then?
In what?
Well, because their opponent... Okay, so this is just an odds thing. Yeah. They're facing the worst opponent of
they're
the four.
They're better odds to get to the Super Bowl.
So, that, oh, so, their odds, yes, so why that's why they're the favorite to win, because they have the best chance to actually get there.
Makes sense.
Right.
Yep.
All right, Jack, what do we have coming up in the top 5 of 5?
It's a great anniversary in Philadelphia sports today.
I know this one.
Yep.
I don't know. Anniversary in Philadelphia sports.
Yeah, big one.
All right.
The 5 funniest moments from that day.
Okay. All right. That's coming up next. This is WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.